This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. The announcement on Thursday exposed the deep divisions that have emerged between the close allies 3 months into Israel's war against Hamas. Gaza's Hamas rulers. The U.S. has called on Israel to scale back its offensive and said that the establishment of a Palestinian state should be part of the, quote, day after. In a nationally broadcast news conference, Netanyahu vowed to press ahead with the offensive until Israel realizes a, quote, decisive victory over Hamas. He also rejected the idea of Palestinian statehood. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations says Palestinians are dying in hospitals every day as an estimated 60,000 wounded overwhelm the remaining doctors. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A health emergency expert says Gaza's remaining hospitals can't deal with the estimated 60,000 injured people, with more arriving each day. Two health professionals who recently left Gaza describe overwhelmed doctors trying to save the lives of thousands of wounded people amid collapsing hospitals that have turned into impromptu refugee camps. The World Health Organization's Sean Casey, who left Gaza recently after 5 weeks of trying to get more staff and supplies to the territory's 16 partially functioning hospitals, has told a news conference that he saw a really horrifying situation in the medical units as the health system collapsed day by day. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO will launch next week its biggest war games in decades, with around 90,000 personnel set to take part in months-long military exercises. Steadfast Defender 24 is aimed at showing Russia that the alliance is determined to defend all of its territory. The exercises come as Russia's war on Ukraine bogs down. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress has passed a bill that will prevent a government shutdown and sends it to Biden for his signature. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
The U.S. House of Representatives Thursday approved a stopgap bill to fund the federal government through early March and avert a partial government shutdown. It's on its way to President Joe Biden for his signature of approval. Kevin McCumber, clerk of the U.S. House of Representatives, has the vote tally.
On this vote, the yeas are 314, the nays are 108. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, and the Senate amendment is agreed to. And without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The Democratic majority Senate and Republican controlled House are far behind funding the government for the fiscal year that began on October 1st, 2023. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
SpaceX has launched Turkey's first astronaut along with a Swede and Italian to the International Space Station. It's the third private flight to the space station arranged by a Houston company. The Falcon rocket blasted off from Florida on Thursday, carrying three aviators and their escort, a former NASA astronaut. Their capsule should reach the space station on Saturday. It will spend 2 weeks performing experiments, chatting up school children, and soaking in the views of Earth before returning. A Georgia judge has set a hearing to explore allegations that the Fulton County District Attorney, who is prosecuting former President Donald Trump, has been in a romantic relationship with a special prosecutor in the case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A hearing date's been set for February 15th after a defense lawyer representing a former Trump staffer filed a motion last week saying the entire election fraud case is tainted and should be thrown out. Attorney Ashley Merchant alleges the district attorney, Fannie Willis, has been involved with an attorney, Nathan Wade, creating a conflict of interest. Willis defended her hiring of Wade, but did not comment on reports of a romantic relationship. Donald Trump and 18 others have been indicted by a Fulton County grand jury, accused of participating in a scheme to illegally overturn his 2020 election defeat. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Germany's parliament has approved legislation that is intended to ease deportations of unsuccessful asylum seekers as Chancellor Olaf Scholz seeks to defuse migration as a political problem. The legislation approved Thursday foresees increasing the maximum length of pre-deportation custody from 10 days to 28, and specifically facilitating the deportation of people who are members of a criminal organization. Germany's shelters for migrants and refugees have been filling up as significant numbers of asylum seekers add to more than 1 million Ukrainians who have arrived since the start of Russia's war in their homeland. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.